All right, Mike, second poll, I believe you say? Yep. 16:056. After practicing all day, is that about what you thought you'd run or what it would take to get the poll?
Yeah, we put stickers on. It seemed like we go 0, and to be honest, I couldn't really... We don't have enough time on the car to really even know what to do yet. We keep making changes, and nothing really seems to change. It's just pretty smooth. It's tight. It's good. It's fast, obviously. So, I honestly didn't think... I figured an 0 was probably what we had. So,
And this is the new car.
Yes, this is a new car. We literally debuted it last night, and...
You can't ask for much more than this, then, huh?
No, I mean, hey, to come out, put it on the pole, and, I mean, these guys work so hard. The last couple weeks, I've been out of town, so I haven't even been around to even help the little bit I can help. And they've done everything. I just all hours, got the car here last night, we tested, and to bring it out tonight, put it on the pole. At least we're going the right direction. We got a lot of work to do to get this thing ready to run 200, though, so...
Any idea what you want to do? Just lead as many laps as you can, or just stay in the front. You're starting on the pole. DJ said he's going to kind of pretty much probably let it up to you. Let you decide.
Keep it smooth, keep it straight. Try to stay out of trouble. I mean, I got no, ambitions of thinking about, just going out and rabbiting and leading a blistering pace or nothing. The car is very good. It just drives very, very nice. It's just really, really incredible piece. And we just have to figure out what to do for the 200. It's already pretty tight, so we can't make it too tight. But on the same token, we got to, keep the car under us, too.